This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
Welcome back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve. We are still adhering to the principles that we are fearlessly pursuing truth. And one of the truths that actually came to fruition after the 2016 election, we were talking about holding politicians accountable and having a message to run on. One of the things that President Trump ran on was providing a new NAFTA, a new agreement between Canada, the United States, and Mexico for trade. And what we got earlier this fall was a commitment from all three countries that has been reached and negotiated. President Trump said he was going to bring everybody to the table, said he was going to renegotiate NAFTA, and that's exactly what he did. Joining me on the other end of our line to talk about that and how that could be in danger is Brian Riley, director of the National Taxpayers Union, newly minted Free Trade Initiative. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Hey, well, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show today.
All right. So, you know, we had President Trump deliver on his promise. He gave us a new NAFTA. He doesn't like it being called the new NAFTA because he hates NAFTA, but let's just call it that for now. But we have some comments from the from Congressman Bill Pascrell. He's a New Jersey Democrat who is likely to be the new chairman of the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Trade. And he's saying we are far from a done deal. And I guess first question to you is, why would Democrats say that we're far from a done deal on a newly crafted trade agreement with Mexico and Canada? I thought that's what the blue-collar working folks of the Democratic Party wanted.
Well, for some of these politicians, no matter what you do, it's not going to be enough for them. And I don't think it's particularly surprising that Democrat leaders in the House, of course, we're still waiting to find out exactly who they are, but if it's Mr. Pascrell or Nancy Pelosi, unfortunately, I don't think it's surprising that they're not going to just take whatever the Trump administration has negotiated and agree to sign off on it, even though USTR Lighthizer and his negotiating colleagues really tried to negotiate a deal that would appeal to both Democrats and Republicans. I think it was unlikely that Democrats were ever going to just rubber stamp such a deal without trying to really put their mark on it as well. Now, and that could mean a lot of different things. The way trade agreements work is we negotiate them, we sign them, but they don't go into effect until Congress votes on the agreement.
Right.
And typically, Congress doesn't amend them; they just vote up or down. So. That could happen with NAFTA, or in the House, they could try and make some minor changes. I called it NAFTA, didn't I? The USMCA, the new NAFTA, NAFTA 2.0, the Democrats could try and tweak it, and it doesn't require renegotiation. They could demand big changes, which would require us to go back and reopen negotiations with Canada and Mexico, which would be really problematic, or they could address things that maybe could be suggest items that could be addressed outside the USMCA, maybe by side agreements. So there are a lot of different ways this could go. Or at the end of the day, they could look at it and say, you know, this does have some things in it we like. We're willing to go ahead and go through it. So there's a lot of uncertainty. People are always asking me, well, what's the next step? When's Congress going to vote on it?
Right.
And right now, we just don't know.
Well, yeah, and I guess that's where I'm having a hard time with this because, you know, leading up to right after the election, you heard Canada and Mexico both flat out say that they would not be renegotiating this agreement, and that turned out not to be true. They, in fact, did renegotiate and came to an agreement, and now you're hearing Democrats say that we may not be there as well. And I guess my question to you, Brian Riley, Brian's the director of the National Taxpayers Union Free Trade Initiative. Brian, are the changes Democrats could offer going to be more beneficial to Mexico or Canada, or is this something that Mexico or Canada is going to say these changes are not in line with what we want? Is it is it possible that President Trump is closer to Mexico and Canada from a trade perspective than the Democrats are?
Well, it just depends on what the Democrats ask for. Look, we have a new president in Mexico who's, if not socialist, very close to it. We have a leader in Canada who's much more liberal than most American leaders are. And so the leaders in Canada and Mexico actually might be closer to Democrats in Congress than many people might guess. And they probably don't care if Democrats demand the following, which I think is certainly a possibility. The Democrats, one of their concerns is that they want more protection for unions and for environmental standards in our trade agreements. And while the USMCA tightened up and strengthened those provisions going from NAFTA to USMCA, I think Democrats are going to want to go even farther. And they could go so far, for example, as to make it so if the U.S. or a state passed a right-to-work law or changed their minimum wage law or changed fuel economy requirements, things like that, that could be subject to review by a North American trade panel. And that's where things get awfully problematic to me because where the purpose of trade deals should be to reduce trade barriers, not to make it harder to reduce our own regulatory barriers.
Right.
So that's there's always been some language about this in trade agreements, but on the left, they wanted to make it enforceable and really tie the hands of U.S. policymakers, both at the federal, state, local level, so that we can't make some of those changes to try and increase economic growth and attract more investment.
Well, it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on because, you know, it's something the president promised and he was going to try and get it done and he did get it done. And now Democrats are looking to serve some sort of barrier. But Brian Riley, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you very much for joining us on the Steve Gruber Show. Pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right. I'm Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.